Let me run to the car.
This is an interview in the Black Heritage, the Upper Piedmont Project. It's taking place on July 19, 1990. We're sitting in the Calhoun Mansion. Mm-hmm. The interviewer, one of them, is WGA Meganson, Project Director.
That's right.
And our interviewee is, your name?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Moshe.
Tell us your name, if you will.
What is that?
Your name?
What?
Tell us your name, please.
My name?
Yes.
Viola L. Real.
Okay, the L stands for?
Yeah.
What does the L stand for?
What?
Your middle initial.
My middle initial?
Yes.
L.
What does that stand for?
Legree.
Legree, like Legree. Some of your family. Tell us also, if you will, when you were born.
I was born 1907.
Where did that occur?
1907.
Where were you born?
Pickens County.
More specifically?
I was born in Pickens County, 1907.
Near
May
here?
The 20th.
Where was your mother living at the time?
In, when I was born, she
yes.
lived in Pickens County.
Okay, you've been to the Calhoun Mansion before. Do you remember when was the first time you ever set foot at the mansion?
No. I came the first time I ever remember being here at the Calhoun Mansion was when my mother was a cook here.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
I was 7 years old at that time. And the years passed on up until.
Your family has connections going back much earlier than that. Tell us about your grandmother.
My grandmother.
Yes.
But now I'll tell you what about my grandmother. Now, I don't know, but I did hear, but anyway, I don't know what year she was. Well, I know she was born 18-something, but I don't know what year. But she would have been, she died June, and she when she passed, June,
I think in 1939 or 1940.
But I have when she passed, she's there in the Bible.
Where is she buried?
Old Abel Cemetery.
What connection did she have with Fort Hill?
Before.
What connection did your grandmother have with Fort Hill?
What connection she had now?
What position did she have here at the mansion?
But I tell you what, my grandmother, she wasn't here, but my grandmother, she was in Columbia. But she came here when she stayed in town, when she stayed here about 2 months before Miss Margaret passed.
Mm-hmm.
And John, he passed before she left here. She stayed about 2 months and she was sold to Ransom Town and she went to Columbia.
So she was first a slave for John C. Calhoun.
Yes, slave, that's right.
Was she born here on the property?
No, she wasn't born here. She was born in Abbeville.
Mm-hmm. Who was she working for then?
I don't know. I can tell you she went, because she wasn't working for anybody because she was too young.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't with 7 years old.
So as a child then she came here?
When she came here? But mm-hmm. I don't know, when she came here, all I can tell you what she said. She said when she came here to the Calhoun Mansion, says her mother has sold her to John C. Calhoun. She was 7 years old. I never forget that what she told me. And she said, after that, John C. Calhoun passed. And she stayed here about 2 months with Margaret Calhoun. And then after she passed, then they sold her to Ransom Calhoun. That girl, she tells her son.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold her to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Columbia, and she stayed down in Columbia for the rest of Calhoun, all up until she 11 years old.
What happened then?
what happened? I tell you what happened. She told me that when John C. Calhoun, she said, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Said that was the meanest man ever put on to. He did in slavery, they didn't believe in God. And she said, you better not let none of my tell you, said Lord have mercy. No, they didn't believe in God. Ransom Calhoun, he'd come out there and those monsters and those come out there up on them horses, riding on them horses. They had an old washwoman. And they used to have them on great big old barrels for tub and a scrub pool. That's where you used to watch. And she said they were sitting out there, and this lady was, her name was Donna, and she was there scrubbing, washing, and she got to singing. And when she got to singing, she said she, one of the servants went out there and said, Donna said, you know we don't have this here on this place. And he said, you know it's no God. My grandmother said she could send her. She was 8 years old at that time. Turning to 8 years old. And she said, see, she was a babysitter for Ransom County. And she said when this lady, old lady was out there, she wasn't old, she was young, so she sang and shouting, she got to shout. And said, he wrote up down, huh? Donna said, don't you know you're not to be doing that here? Said, you know it's no God. And said, why is that? And said, she said, who made you? Said, wasn't for you, God, you wouldn't have been here yourself. It's like that. And said, he looked up and went on back and said, Ransom Calhoun come running up there with all the service on the horse and on the horse. And said, all at once, said, Donna said, you know we don't lie there. And said, if you don't stop, said, we're going to take you to the galleys. But she said, well, now, if you're going to take me to the galleys, so you're going to take the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with me. And honey, they throw that rope around Donna's neck and made all the service and everything and marching down to the galleys. And said, when they got down there, the man, what was going to pull the trigger, said, Donna, didn't we tell, didn't I tell you we were going to take you to the galleys? She said, well, if you take me there, so you're going to take Jesus Christ with me. So she told me just like that. Granny told me all that. She said, but take Jesus Christ with me. And says, so when that man reached up to pull that trigger and had that rope on, you know, them old things, you saw it on TV. And said, when they sit there, they took that thing and put around down her neck. And she says, and Granny says, Granny says, she just said she was a babysitter. She could go along by herself and she Ransom Calhoun wife and the children and every one of us was standing there. And when that man went to pull that trigger, when he reached up to pull it, he just fell dead. And said when he fell, Ransom Calhoun jumped on that horse and they took that off a diamond neck and she still come back up that road singing and shouting.
And all that was at Ransom's plantation.
Yeah. But I'm telling you the truth, Granny, oh Lord, how much she just tells so much about sleep. I never forget.
Your grandmother's name was Nancy Legree.
Nancy Legree.
Was she still living in Columbia when emancipation occurred?
In Columbia when all?
When the emancipation came along?
Yeah.
How did she find her way up here?
Well, she said, the war was surrender. Then she stayed in Alabama about 2 months after that. Then she came back to Abbeville where she was born. That was surrender. And she was born in Abbeville County. And she had one sister, but we never could get in touch with her sister. She knew what happened to her.
Where was her sister born?
Where was a...
Was a sister born here at Fort Hill or at Abbeville?
All of them home was in Abbeville.
Well, did your grandmother stay in Abbeville after the war, or did she come up here?
She stayed in Abbeville after the war, and then after the war, then she got in touch with a boyfriend, and she married. And she married when she was 17 years old. And she married. And she married him. He was from Charleston. He was enslaved. He was a boy enslaved. And he said, and they got married. And then after he got married, then I don't remember my grandfather because I wasn't born at the time. I mean, it's another word. But anyway, did you know my grandmother told me, she said, that morning, that's where the Rassam Calhoun got shot at her house. That morning, she had a brother named Peter. And she said, her brother named Peter, and she said, he was asleep. He was supposed to go out and feed all the swine and everything. He was asleep. And so they went there, and they woke him up, and he got up. And he said, don't you know you're supposed to get up from here in time to feed these? So they took him out, and had old beef. Ain't that time had old big log cabin. Then they took her brother Pete up there, took his hand and put it up there and backed it up there over that joint, tied it up there. And he was hanging down. And she wrapped some Calhoun, had him to hook him till the blood was running down. She said, nobody said telling y'all don't know. She said, I'm telling y'all what happened in slavery. And she said, the blood of my, said, she couldn't do nothing, said, but just to stand there and look. And what I'm talking about, she said, he would make them all stand there and watch. And just like you said now, she used to say, said, children, said, let me tell you one thing. See, you can talk too much. She said, lots of time you say a thing, you don't know what you're talking about. And then she said, you can talk too much. She said, that little piece of red thing in your mouth, I get you in trouble. See, I mean, you tell us that. Oh, my grandmother. My grandmother used to have S.W. Crouch and all of them to come over there at my grandmother's house. Wigginton, all of them. You come there and let them sit down, let her sit down and tell them about sleep. And Miss Wiggins told her, I wish I could get you on the screen in New York. She would tell them about sleep. But she would sit down, she'd tell them, oh my goodness,
Let me ask you about a recent incident. I believe you had a fire 3 or 4 years ago.
Had a what?
A fire at your house.
Yes.
And you lost some of your grandmother's...
Oh, Lord. I had a fire in my house. A whole back of my house got burnt. And I had some potty rails in there of hood. And I had a whole newspaper.
Right.
Writing up my concern of my grandmother in slavery. And I folded and I had it in a big plastic bag. And I kept it in there. And I said, now listen, I would often tell my niece and those, I said, now listen, all of my important things are ready here. I said, that's all about Granny's lifetime. And then I said, after she come to Clemson, over there on old Doyle, Ramsey Doyle place, you know where that is?
That was over in Calhoun.
You know, 12-mile river right across there, that would be great if you go across there.
Just above what's now the Seneca River Bridge, 123.
But anyway, she was, I had all that in there. And then I had my, my mother's sister. My mother was a twin, Mary and Martha. Martha, she died when she was 7 years old. She was a twin, Mary and Martha. She had in a Mississippi.
Legree was your grandfather's name?
My grandfather?
His name was Legree?
Well, he was Johnny Legree. Mm-hmm. That's his name. And all we did hear her say his name was Johnny Legree.
Do you know how he took the name Legree?
Legree?
Do you know why he took the name Legree?
No. Now repeat that again. I'll have my head in it.
Do you know why your grandfather took the name Legree?
Oh, no. I don't know my grandfather's sister. I don't know about him.
Well, tell us about your mother, if you will.
My mother was named Mary Legree Wright.
And she used to work here at Fort Hill?
That's right. Mary Legree. She worked right here.
What did she do?
What did she do? She cooked. She was a cook. I mean, a cook in a house here.
Who was she working for then?
When she first started working here, she was cooking for Margaret Calhoun. At the first place, she was leaving. My mother was working. And after Margaret Calhoun passed, then she worked for Carrie, Ida, and Rebecca.
Those were all Margaret's daughters.
Yeah. Now Carrie, she never married. Ida never married. And Flo Reed never married. Those three never married. They never married. But now Rebecca and Rosa, they married. That was so good.
You told me a story a little while ago about Rosa, didn't you?
Yeah, Rosa. One day I was on the bus, on the van, and I seen somebody out there at the Rosa even down the highway. We had over there by Hardy. And I saw somebody. I said, I think that lady, I said, looks like I know her. I said, that looked like one of S.W. Evans' daughters. And I said to her, so Nina said, you want me to stop? You want to speak to her? You want to find her? I said, yes, yeah, stop. So she drove there, and she said, you want to? I said, yeah, let me get out. She said, well, I'll help you out and get you up your step. So I went up there, and I called her. And she turned around and she looked. She's just like a mother. And I asked her, I said, is this S.W. Evans' old home place? And she said, yes. And she looked, and I said to her, I said, which one of these? I said, will this be Rebecca or Rosa? And she said, this is Rosa. I said, well, Rosa. They used to call her Little Rosa. I said, you remember when we lived right down there on the side of the road? And I said, you all used to come down there. I said, nobody, no colored people around, nobody but S.W. Evans, Miss Rosa Evans, and Rebecca and Little Rose used to come down that yard, and my grandmother used to sit there and talk with them and tell Miss Esther even them my slavery. That's right. And then after I told her who I was, she said, Lordy. Now, she said, now which one is this? Is this Desi or Viola? I said, this is Viola. And she grabbed me, and I said, well, Lord, I said, where you live? And she told me back. She gave me the number and everything. And I put in my wallet, in my pocketbook, and cleaned out my pocketbook up. I'm gonna ask Miss Bess Anderson. Miss Bess Anderson, she might know, because she lived Frank Clinchfield, lived right above there. So I'm gonna find out.
Beth was Frank Clinchfield's niece.
Okay, I'm gonna find out where she's at now.
Did you play?
I did ask her, did you have any children? She told me she had two.
Did you play with these girls when all of you were children?
Yeah, that's you. She's the one I used to babysit.
Mm-hmm. And you were just barely older than her.
Me and her were, oh Lord, it's little Rosa, she was older than Rebecca. And I used to come in, I remember used to come in, I'd sit there, right there in that little hall, and there, and Miss Margaret Calhoun, the dining room was back in there at that time. They dining room. The little breakfast room. Me and my mother used to come up them steps, you had to go out at the basement. You couldn't come into the house. You got to go down some steps into that basement to the kitchen. And then when my mother would get the food ready, then she had to come back up on that step on the tree and then come up them steps and then come on back up again. It was so inconvenient.
How long did your mother work at Fort Hill?
How long she worked there?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what. Now, my mother, I don't know exactly how long she worked for the Calhoun, but my mother worked for Dr. Redford. Well, that was Dr. Calhoun, done passed. Dr. Redford, which she worked for Dr. Miss Hall. I don't know when Miss Hall passed now. It's been so long.
When your mother was working here, where did you and she live?
Where she was working when she lived?
Where did you live when she was working here?
Where I lived?
Yes.
I would live with my mother right back in that bathroom, in that little service house.
About how far from the main house?
I don't know. It's about far from the house on that other house. A little old servant house was right back there.
What was it like?
Huh?
What was that house like? Was it one room, two rooms?
It had two rooms.
Wooden?
They had nothing but a bedroom and a little kitchen. And you had an outside closet.
Just for that house?
That's for that house. An outside closet. They didn't have no inside. Right down there on that... That guy at the council mansion right there on that corner. I can show where it's there. That's where the old Stack House. It's his house, Mr. Beaver, on that corner, Stack House.
Was the old kitchen still there when your mother was working here?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that?
That old kitchen was there. But anyway. I remember that morning I came up here, I sneaked out up here, and I come out there and I told her, I said, Mother, and she said, what? I said, listen, I said, can I come down and see what you're doing? She said, well, come down here, I'm gonna teach you how to make these pancakes. So she teach me how to make the pancakes. I noticed how she made them up. And she said, now this is how you make pancakes. And she said, now you go back to the house. I said, okay, I'm going back to the house. So after that, then I'm seeing Bill Gant. They all them houses were back on that back street run. I knew every one of them. And I can remember when Esther Bibbin used to live around there, the Max Swann, and the Gant. And I remember lots of houses, but we can't call them names now. But anyway, I knew, and all of the little service halls, you know where the stadium at?
Yeah.
All of them were, they had nothing down there but just them all for the ones that worked for Clemson College. It is five of them down there on that back seat right down there by that stadium.
Do you remember who lived in those?
What?
Do you remember who lived in those houses?
Yes, I remember. I tell you who lived in this house. Perry Fred, Evelyn Southwood, and Louis Martin. That's my sister's husband. Louis Martin, we last met him. That man name. He done passed now. Look at that. Yeah. Tina Dupree.
Mm-hmm.
She did that.
How was she related to Alec Dupree?
What's that?
How was she related to Alec Dupree?
Alec Dupree? Tina Dupree? She was. Now, Alec Dupree, now, she was some kin, but now, Tina Dupree and Alec and, what's his name? Now, Thomas Dupree, you talking about?
Alec, the school teacher.
Alec, school teacher.
Alexander, Alec Dupree. Is that back for your time?
That's for my time.
What about Francis Dupree?
Frank Dupree?
Mm-hmm.
I knew Aunt Frank Dupree.
Was she related to Tina?
Yeah. It was her sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Tina Dupree.
Well, you've told us about the house where your mother lived.
That's right.
And the other five houses at the stadium area.
That's right.
Do you think those houses were here before the Civil War, or were they built for the college?
Well, I don't know, because when I remember, they were here. But I don't remember whether they were there or not. But I knew where that old laundry was over here, down here, the first laundry in Temple. Now, this first one I know, it was back down below the stockade, the old stockade was down there.
Do you know what is there now?
It's right down where the old post office used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is? The old folks, right back down on that side back there. It was a laundry and a stockade where you'd pick them and knock them up down to you. It run back, I remember that.
One of the things that a drawing of the plantation shows are some of the old slave cabins.
Oh, yeah.
Were these still here when you came along? Slave quarters.
Well, you guys had to get my glasses to see that.
According to this, there were some stone cabins, yeah. A good piece out from here. Do you remember those?
I can't see my.
You didn't know we'd make you read, did you?
Now, let me see, can I see something? Amazing. That's a spring. I remember that spring house. I remember that used to be right down.
Did you like to play there?
Okay. That's a cook room right there. That old frame is a. I remember that old post office.
Where is that on the drawing?
I remember that post office.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew she. A lady, I knew now. Her husband used to be a. He worked at the post office. I remember that post office.
At one time, Rebecca Calhoun had the post office in the mansion.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
That's right.
Where did she have the mail?
Right, she needed me.
What room did she have it in?
They needed me. They had to get somebody to take the mail out. Because if they need the mail, you know, they already have it. Somebody, you know, back in those days, people didn't, they wouldn't take things they could do now. They never bothered us.
Did people come to this mansion to pick up their mail?
Yeah, some of them did. Mm-hmm.
Where would they keep it in the mansion? Would it be out in the hallway?
Yeah, I tell you where. They kept it. It was up on the third floor. You would go up there and they asked why they'd pick it up on the third floor. They didn't have them on the bottom floor. They would go up down that third floor.